This is a commutation phase one hearing for Roy Vaughn, ADC 44492. This hearing is concerning an offense that occurred on October 8th, 2013, in which two officers responded to an address where an assault had occurred. While en route, the dispatch had advised them that the reporting party had hung up on the phone without providing further information. Upon one of the officers' arrival, he observed the other officer contacting Roy Vaughn, the inmate. Sheila Evans walked toward the other officer crying. As one officer was attempting to turn on his recorder, he observed the inmate, Roy Vaughn, push the other officer in the chest, causing him to take a step back. The inmate then clenched his fists and took up a fighting stance. At that time, the woman, Sheila Evans, was instructed by one officer to wait by his vehicle as he rendered assistance to the other officer. The inmate actively resisted arrest as he was pulling away from officers and tensing up upon attempt to be handcuffed. He was taken to the ground for his and the officer's safety and was handcuffed and placed under arrest. Upon returning to the police station, it was discovered that the inmate had never registered as a sex offender as instructed upon his release from the Department of Corrections. Further, one of the officers interviewed Sheila Evans, the victim, and she advised that she and the inmate were at home, that the inmate was drinking and became intoxicated, got argumentative, telling her that she needed to get her stuff and leave. He began to punch her in the face, grabbed a dresser drawer and threw it at her, struck her in the left forearm, drawing blood. She then stated he threw the television remote, causing it to shatter. During questioning, she had advised that she was pregnant with his child. The officer observed that she had blood coming from her right forearm. She was spitting up blood from being struck in the mouth. Noted the shattered dresser drawer and that the television remote was broken. So Mr. Vaughn was also booked on charges of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, aggravated domestic violence, in addition to the failure to register as a sex offender, also assault and criminal damage. Resulting from this, Mr. Vaughn received three sentences. Count one was the resisting arrest, for which he received 3 years and 9 months. Count two was failure to register as a sex offender, for which he received 10 years. And count four was the aggravated assault, for which he received 3 years and 9 months. He was convicted in a jury trial on November 6th of 2014. In his commutation application, he's asked for a reduction. He's currently serving the 10 years. He asked for, and I quote him, 4 to 5 years or whatever I can get. His earned release credit date is July 1st of 2023. His sentence end date would be November 30th of 2024. And if he's granted this 5 year reduction, his revised absolute release would be March 14th of 2019. He has history with parole. In 2002, he was a truth in sentencing absconder. In 2003, parole was revoked. In 2012, he was a truth in sentencing violator. Mr. Vaughn's sentences were for the count one and the count four, the resisting arrest and the aggravated assaults. In both those cases, he received the presumptive sentence of 3.75 years. Those each carried a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 4.5, but he received the presumptive. In count two, the failure to register as a sex offender, the presumptive was 10 years, which is what he received. He could have received a minimum of 8 or a maximum of 12 on that charge. Based on Mr. The circumstances of the incident, And the description that was given and the description of the incident that I read, I believe that these sentences were not excessive, but I would be willing to listen to any input from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion that we not pass a commutation application to phase two for Mr. Roy Vaughn, ADC number 44492. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. This hearing is concluded.